Next we have, I didn't warn you, Ellen, but next we have Ellen Joyce, and she is a writer and an artist, and she has a book now called The Instinct for Survival, which is on sale, okay? She's Californian refugee, I guess. She was at the Brussels Tribunal on on violence against women, and that's her claim for this spot tonight. She is also... Let me see. She also works at Bedford Hills at the program called Art Without Walls. Here she is, Ellen Joyce.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've been here so long. I'm so cold. I can hardly think. But anyway. He turned it off? Can you? It's on now, isn't it? Oh, okay. I thought it was the microphone. Okay. When I was thinking about violent poems that I had to read in kind of reverence to this occasion, it seemed I, looking through my poems, that I had a lot of poems about hitchhiking. And I'm a New Yorker, but I lived in California a long time. And I realized that a lot of the violence I did think about was in reference to hitchhiking, since California cars are the only way you get around. And it's very difficult if you don't have a car, and really a lot of the violence there is towards hitchhikers, and it reached such an incredible level of women being raped and murdered hitchhiking that it really stopped. So by the time I got a car out there and pledged to pick up every woman hitchhiking, no women were hitchhiking. But anyway, this is a poem called The Hitchhiker. She is thinly wired for danger, walking tightrope trapezes of adventure, i.e. Jane Bond. Whenever she enters an unknown car, nerves are taut, ever ready, leaping at provocations at a glance, a lunge. Countless times, hand tight on the door handle, she has hurtled herself outside of moving cars, faster than the speed of sound, springing onto encampments, scrambling among the shattered beer bottles, molting papers, discarded condoms, scaling bridges, mountains, palisades, if necessary. Sage and stealthy like a cat, bitched out, wearied out, too poor for a car, too bothered by buses, engaging her wits with night-riding perverts who pick up women thumbing rides. And this poem, I just finished a book by Maxine Kingston Cole, Memoirs of a Chinese Warrior, and I loved it. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, and it was very inspiring to me. So this is called Runaway for Maxine Kingston. Ghosts linger even in this American life. Shadows can fall without a Chinese girlhood. Babysitting my sister, deep breaths, shattering fear. Little girls shivering in the bedroom, holding hands, waiting for burglar ghosts to appear, making a tent of covers. Don't run away, you say. I have been doing that for years. At 8, when the boys chased us, fists balled to prove their love, every girl knows this fear. Running behind alleyways, under stoops, hiding, unflattered, flattened against doors and mailboxes, knowing every hiding place in the neighborhood, praying they wouldn't find me, their punches on my tender skin, proffered by the other girls, disdained by me. Hiding when they call the teams for volleyball, knowing I would be the last chosen, wanting to close off this final humiliation, spigot off this faucet. Running away at camp, homesick, lonely, awkward, with these graceful wasps in their expensive clothes, running towards the ocean, breathing the cold salt air biting into my cheeks, wading in the ocean with the sea fish nibbling ankles. Running away, hitchhiking, doors open mid-traffic, cars whirling by, running from some creepo's grasp, pants stretched taut against his crotch, running down the highway, cars buzzing, people honking, attempting to be a jungle fighter amid the streets. Running from unwanted lovers, intense mother, dirty cities, crazy ladies, cigar-smoked rooms, humiliating jobs, small apartments, unknown languages, tense situations, too close encounters, insecure people. Running from, feeling like a captive bird, caged, wings beating, heartbeat strong. Running from myself, trying to burrow deeper and deeper in the warm earth, dirt to stop my ears, mud to block my eyes, my lips drinking liquid resin, stop the flow of mind traffic, burning the bad circuits out. And this is a little poem that I think can be, that a lot of women can write, and it's called Revenge Cantata. When it's my day of judgment, I'll see you strung, hands out, tongue out, oh, a perfect erection. To hold an erection election, you would win. We'd all applaud your victims and I. The final day, the jubilee time, oh, I'd like that. Fine wrought rope brought in from Zanzibar. Squeeze out your essence as you've squeezed mine. And I have more positive poems, more hopeful anyway. If wishes were horses, we'd all be trampled. Someone is sending me bad dreams. I have communion with the dead. At three, yes, a Blakean mystic, knowing then what I've had to relearn. Now, below the surface, apple core, woman power, surging psychic, covering fences, leaving man thought world behind. They say, she is becoming. At Bois le Bois, mid-nuit, regeneration at Maggie's farm. Hunting for herbs, belladonna, yarrow, coriander, thyme, a witch's brew. Lying in the forest, breathless. Jackie incanting, Franny hushed, Eileen watchful. A path down a pitch road, towers like some H.G. Wells affair, padding on our feet, our bodies, one breath. They say we are becoming, and we are. And along that line, this was a poem called Sappho, which I got inspired. I was in Greece, and I was thinking about Sappho and Diana and all the goddesses of Greece. You really feel it there. You feel their power. 1. When Sappho sat on the Acropolis, she was burning in the night air. Sappho burned like olive oil rolling downhill. 2. When Sappho burned, I walked uphill. I grabbed a piece electric in my hands, put it in my hair, shining, walked the streets of Athens with my broken foot limping, Sappho burning in my hair. 3. When Sappho burned, all the women gathered. They brought sweet herbs, poured oils and incense on their bodies, found an empty beach with large porous rock. They melted in the sand, embracing. 4. We collected bits of bamboo and built bamboo huts, braided grapes through our pubic hair, wandered in the ocean and floated out to see the ashes scatter. Feeling blood ties, we knew our time had come. And she had mentioned that I've been teaching at Bedford Hills, which is the only women's prison in New York. And I just wanted to add this. I don't have any poems about this because the experience of teaching there is just too heavy that I don't even write poems about it. I'm too involved with it. But I just want to, as long as I'm up here, I want to talk just about one thing that's happening there, and that's a lot of women, I guess, aren't aware about the violence in prisons that that goes on towards the women there. And I wasn't aware of it until I started teaching there, but it's really horrible. And you think, you know, once women are in prison, at least some of the stuff would stop, even though a lot of them are in prison for killing or fighting back against rapists, but they don't have the funds or the money like some of the more well-known cases, so that they're not able to get out and they're just in there for years and years. But there's also something going on there, which is that the hospital there is really like a concentration camp. And one of the women, a beautiful poet there, wrote something about the hospital, and I don't have her work here, but they're doing things to the people there, like when the women come in with appendicitis, they give them enemas, or the women who, some of them come in who are really, really depressed, and they ignore them, and there's been a lot of suicide attempts, and there's already been 2 suicides. And there's a court case now, but I'm just trying to get more involved with it, because the women there feel totally isolated. They feel like no one knows what's going on, and no one cares about them, and all this shit is happening to them, and no one cares because they're convicts. And if anyone wants to talk to me about maybe, you know, at least helping out on this or learning more, there's a court case in August coming up there. The women are suing the prison to get better medical care, because it's really horrible. And I just realized, sitting here listening to everything, that this was pertinent. So if you want to talk to me about it, okay. Thanks.
Hey, buddy, we need some oil for this mic next time, okay? You know. I hate to say it, folks, but that's a piece of our talent that we've got in this community. And notice that it all came out of the audience, please. And notice that, okay? We're missing one performer tonight. I wanted to close on an up note, but I'm not going to sing a song for you, okay? But, you know. At any rate, we do have a dance tonight. So you can get all the music you want later on at 10 p.m. You can go out, get something to eat, and then dance your shoes off, okay? Thank you all very much. There's an announcement. I see a piece back there. What's that? 2 dances, right, she says. Yes, that's right. Lovers upstairs, singles down here, okay?